I'm going to guide you in a shamanic journey to the lower world in order to meet your animal guide or helper. From a shamanic perspective, there are three worlds: the lower world, where we connect with the energies of the earth and our animal guides and seek guidance in our lives and heal anything that we need to heal from the past. There's the middle realm, which is the surface of the earth and the realm where we live our lives. And then there's the upper world, which is where we encounter our spirit guides and are supported in who we are becoming and how we're living in alignment with our soul self and our purpose. The shamanic journey is a way of moving between the worlds. It's that understanding that we are a part of cosmic consciousness, and we can go into an altered state of consciousness and open to the wisdom and the guidance of the earth and sky and cosmic consciousness. We can connect with our spirit guides and our animal guides and be supported in how to be living in alignment with our soul self here in an embodied way in this lifetime. We do the shamanic journeying with drumming, and the purpose of the drumming is to guide you into an altered state of consciousness, into a theta state, which is the state of heightened creativity, of being able to open to that imagination and visualization that allows us then to get the guidance from spirit. If you begin to get distracted in the journey or find yourself getting caught up in your left brain analytical mind, come back to the sound of the drum and attune to that beat and allow that beat of the drum to connect you to your own heartbeat, to the heartbeat of the earth, and allow you to move back into that altered state of consciousness. I will guide you through the beginning of the journey, and then as we move into the journey itself and the drumming, allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. For some, it's very much of a visual experience. For others, it's a sense of getting messages. For others, it's a kinesthetic experience. Open to whatever your experience is, and allow yourself to open to the guidance that's there for you. If at any point in the journey you feel uncomfortable or feel unsafe, cross your arms over your chest. It will pull you out of the journey. And then visualize being back in the safe space that you will be starting your journey from. We will journey from some place in nature that is sacred and safe and meaningful to you. So allow yourself to take a few moments to think about some place in nature that is very special to you, that allows you to feel a deep connection to your soul self and will be the place from which you'll journey into the lower world. At any point that you need to, you can come back to that safe space. So take a moment and think about what that place is that's special for you, that you will use as the starting point for your journey. Now, in the journey, we will begin at that place, and then I will guide you into how you'll be moving beneath the surface of the earth to go down deep, deep into the earth, to the lower world, where you will meet your animal guide. So find a place that's quiet where you can sit or lie down. Close your eyes. Begin to breathe in and out slowly and deeply. And allow yourself to begin to visualize that sacred place where you'll begin your journey. Now, as you visualize that place and use your imagination to fuel the start of the journey, and then just let yourself go in the process with the drumming. But now, as you visualize that place where you're going to begin your journey, connect with that place with all of your senses. Allow yourself to visualize being there and look around. What are you seeing? Are you on a beach watching the movement of the waves on the shore? Are you in a grove of trees looking at the shape of the branches and the trees around you? Allow yourself to see everything around you. Look up into the sky. Are there clouds? What do you see in the sky? Are there birds flying overhead? And now tune into what you hear around you. Do you hear the sound of birds? Or the movement of the wind in the leaves of the trees? Or the sound of the waves on the shore? What do you feel? How does the ground feel beneath your feet? Allow yourself to reach out and touch the sand on the beach or the bark of the tree beside you. Allow yourself to feel the gentle breeze on your skin and the warmth of the sun as it touches your face. What do you smell at this sacred space? Do you smell that musky scent of the soil beneath you? Is it the salt air of the ocean? What do you smell? So allow yourself to take in your experience of this sacred place with all of your senses. And now focusing your intention for the journey to go to the lower world to meet your animal guide and helper. Let us begin the journey. Begin to visualize how you're going to move down below the surface of the earth. It may be going down the roots of the tree. It may be diving deep into the ocean or a pond. Visualize whatever way it is that you will move down beneath the surface of the earth and allow yourself to do that now, knowing that you are protected, that you are held, that you are safe. Move down beneath the surface of the earth. Now feel yourself pull deeper and deeper into the earth. Now you see that you're in a warm and dark tunnel, carrying you gently deeper and deeper, lower and lower into the earth. You continue to move down that tunnel, going deep beneath the surface of the earth, until now you see a dim light at the end of the tunnel. And it's getting brighter and brighter as you get closer and closer. And you know that this is the entryway into the lower world. Allow yourself to move through the tunnel to that opening, dropping gently into the lower world. take a moment and look around you. What is it that you see? And now ask that your spirit animal come to meet you. And as you see animal images or an animal approach you, ask, are you my spirit animal? And if that animal says yes, honor it, thank it, and ask if it has a message for you. And now we will move into the journey for you to connect with your spirit animal. And when the drumming shifts and changes beat, that's the signal to thank your animal. Return back to the entryway to the tunnel and return back up the tunnel to your sacred place. Let the journey deepen and begin. Thank you. gently, slowly bring yourself fully back up to this realm, to your sacred space, back to this moment. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes.